glad to see each one of you here this morning.
很高兴在早上啊，跟每一个位在这里见面。
God looked for a man, and he found him.
那神在找一个人，找到了。
You know, the Bible tells us there were times that God looked for a man, but he could not find any.
经节里面有个地方提到这样说呢，神在找一个人，可是呢却找不到。
He looks for us with a purpose.
他找这个人是有目的的。
And this was a particular time in the history of the Jews when they needed a man that could stand.
刚才我们提到神在找了这个人呢，是在一个特别的，在犹太人的一个历史当中的一段时间，他很需要这个人。
Now the children of Israel had disobeyed God. They had gone after other gods. They were really, really, very, very sinful.
以色列人在他们的历史当中有一段时间的非常的叛逆，而且呢，他们去拜另外啊的，就是除了这个独一真神呢，去拜另外的神，所以在神的眼中是看为恶的。
God sent prophets to them.
神就差遣先知来啊面对他们。
Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel,
以赛亚、耶利米、以西结。
But they pay no attention.
但是呢，对他们不起作用。
So God used a heathen nation to bring the Jewish people down to their knees.
所以到一个地步，神就用别的，就是外邦以犹太人以外的这样的一个不信神的一个邦国呢，来啊来面对来处理以色列的问题。
And this nation was the nation of the Chaldeans, which was their center, their capital, their center of government was Babylon.
那这个。这个时候神所用的这个邦国呢，他们的首都在巴比伦，这是一个王国。
By a great king named Nebuchadnezzar.
那这个王叫做尼布贾尼撒王。
He was a strong conquering king.
他是一个征服得胜的君王。
And he lived in a very beautiful city that had one of the seven wonders of the world, the wall that went around.
那我们知道这个王所住的王宫呢，是一个世界有名的，就是那种怎么讲？他那个花园，他怎么讲？七大奇观哈。
Now he dealt with the Israelites not so very hard the first time he had to deal with them.
一开始他啊，对于这个以色列人呢，他对他们的方法呢不是很严厉的。
He went into the temple and took out all of their gold vessels and things like that. Then he went into the palace and took out the young priest.Or rather, the young kings and princesses, rather prince of that time, and took them to Babylon.
那首先呢，他攻进他们的圣殿，哈，圣殿对以色列人是很大的，一个对他们是很重要的。攻进去，然后呢，来啊，拿走他们所有那些很贵重的器皿，金的、银的。然后呢，接下来在他们的王宫当中呢，抓走那些年轻有为的那些贵族、那些贵族的年轻人。
And those group of men he took Daniel.Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and many others away from their kingdom.
我们知道其中很有名的，我们知道是但以理，还有其他的同伴，都是年轻人抓到、俘虏到他们自己的王宫。
And he levied attacks on Israel. They had to pay so much money each year, so much gold and so forth each year.
除了拿走他们的东西、抓他们的人之外呢，这个国家需要对这个巴比伦来进贡、来付他们的，好像付税金一样。
But the Israelites began to look to Egypt to see if they couldn't find someone that could overcome Nebuchadnezzar.
这个时候，这个以色列人呢，他们就想说，我们能不能从埃及这边找到一些援兵，跟我们一起来作战，然后来就是敌对这个尼布贾尼撒王。
But they were very foolish because Nebuchadnezzar actually was the king of that day.
那他们实在是很愚昧的哈。那个时候的尼布贾尼撒王是等于是一个征服了，在那个时候那是半个天下的这样的一个君王。
He had conquered nation after nation.
他一国一国的征服掉。
And so when he heard that they were trying to fight him again.He came and he took them, he utterly just destroyed the temple. He took them to Babylon, most of the people, except for some of the poor and a few others. But he left Jerusalem in one rubbish heap.
那基本上呢，这一次呢，尼布贾尼撒王不饶他们了哈。听到这个消息的时候，说他们要叛变的时候呢，马上就再次攻过来，然后等于把整个国家呢弄成平地了，然后也就是很多杀戮，很多就是俘虏。
The temple was ruined.
圣殿完全的被毁了。
And the walls that went around the city was broken in so many places.
他们的城池，他们的城墙也都啊、都是都就瓦解了。
Now to you and I, that might not make much difference, you know, except we have to look at the nasty holes. But to them, that was their only, protection was the walls.
谈到城墙呢，在今天或许你觉得城墙有什么重要的哈，补一补就好了。但是呢，在那个时候，城墙可是代表他们面对敌人的一个很大的保护。
And the city without walls, why you were just open to anyone that wanted to come in and take what you had.
一个城市没有这个城墙的时候，等于说敞开大门让敌人进来一样。
So this is where we find ourselves 70 years after they were taken, the Jews were taken into, Babylon, we find ourselves 70 years later.
那现在我要讲的这个啊，说神要找这个人呢，就在这个事件之后的70年之后。
Now even though God doesn't live by minutes and hours and, years like we do, He's a God that has no time, yet He's always on time.
神他是不限制在时间里面的，他创造时间，可他没有限制在时间里面，所以我们不能用啊几年什么来就是面对神。但是呢，神对我们的时间总是及时，总是准时的。
For he told them they would be 70 years in Babylon.
因为之前神就已经预告说要70年呢啊之后才会有变化，就是被抓被毁70年之后这些人才会有变化，那是真的是到那个时间就有变化。
A scribe named Ezra.After that 70-year period, was it put in his heart by God to take the group back and rebuild the temple?
在这个时间里面，有个叫以斯拉的呢，啊，这一卷书以斯拉呢就记载到啊，有啊神的托付的一个人，然后回到他们的这个城市，然后从那里再重建他们的圣殿。
So there was a large group that went back.
在他回去的时候呢，跟着一群人就也回去了。
But many, many that had lived in Babylon enjoyed it and their children were born and growing up there and lots of them didn't leave.
但是70年之间也有很多人就定居在这个巴比伦啊，因为在那里也很享受，也很安逸啊，也没有什么难处，所以他们就定居下来，也就没有回去。有的人在那里生的，所以他们就成为他们的公民了。
Now Nehemiah was one of them.
那尼希米呢是这个留在那里当中的一个。
And Nehemiah had worked his way from a slave up to being a cupbearer to the king.
这个尼希米呢，他是从被抓这个在那里一个这个奴隶的身份呢，然后一直啊慢慢的升迁到能够在王旁边服侍他做酒政的这样的工作。
And you might say, is that a glorified waiter?
这种在王旁边侍候他啊，饮水或饮料的这样的，是一个很就是这样这种工作荣耀吗？
In this period of time, the cupbearer was a very, very important, influential person.
那这个时候，那个时代的这个酒政呢，酒政官呢，可是一个很重要的位置。
They usually became because the king trusted them.And that's why they, after a while, became a very trusty employee, one of those that the king depended on.
这个工作，因为它有影响王的一个位置，因为王跟这个酒政就建立一个信任的这样的关系之后呢，就变成一个王很重负而且很信任的一个官。
You said, well, why did the king have to learn to trust them? Because the cupbearer brought him the drinks that he was to drink.
这是怎么形成这种王会信任一个酒政呢？因为这个酒政是把酒那端来给这个国王喝的。
Now, long before Shakespeare, they were poisoning kings with their drinks.
你知道莎士比亚里面常提到说用那个酒里面下毒来把国王毒死，对不对？
So the cupbearer would taste the cup. The cupbearer was the one that would bring it to him. And he felt after a period of time, no doubt, very trusted and also a man that the king many times put his confidence in.
那这个人呢就在这个王的旁边呢他就是服侍王，然后让他帮他试看有没有毒这样的，就让毒非常的信任，让这个国王非常信任他。
To the king, he was a very special man.
所以对国王来讲，这个酒政是一个很重要的一个很特别的一个官。
We're going to find out a little later that the king could converse with him just like he could with you. It was like a friendship type of thing. He was able to talk with Nehemiah, and Nehemiah was able to answer him back, with God's power.
等一下你可以从我们这个看这个啊尼希米记这里面看到这个国王跟这个尼希米的对话，你就可以知道说这个啊这个王跟这个官当中的那种对话是很亲近的，像朋友一样对谈一样。
In the book of Nehemiah, it tells us about what Nehemiah does to feed so many people. So you would suspect that this job of his got a lot of money.
那我们可以看到呢，从尼希米记看到这尼希米这个工作室上呢，他是赚很多钱的。
So financially, he was pretty well off.
所以经济上来看呢，尼希米过得很好，他很丰富。
So here was this man that once had been a slave, brought from his home, and there he was, has built himself up with whatever powers within him and what God gave to him, built himself up to be one that's very close to the king and very wealthy.
所以这么一个被俘虏过来的奴隶呢，在他的这种位置上慢慢的升迁到一个地步，成为一个国王所信任所重用，而且是一个很富有的一个人。
Sometimes a man like this that's self-made, that does things on his own, you know, and gains power and riches, doesn't want to bother with those, not even with those in his background.
通常有这样的一个情况的人呢，有时候我们会看到哈，他已经自己已经出人头地了，所以他不会很想再跟他的那些啊当奴隶的或俘虏的那些人有什么交往。
But Nehemiah wasn't like that.
尼希米不是这种人。
One day his brother came from Jerusalem, from that area.
啊，有一次呢，他的家乡的人过来找他，从耶路撒冷过来。
And he asked his brother, "Brother, how are those doing that went back?"
那过来其中有个兄弟，他就问他说，家里怎么样，家乡怎么样。
So we see that Nehemiah was a man that had an interest in his people.
所以你看到尼希米呢，虽然住在异国，他心里面还是在想着啊家，还是在很关心他的家乡园的一个人。
He wasn't just interested in himself.
不是只有关心自己的生活怎么样。
And he wasn't interested in his family if he had one. We don't know. It doesn't tell us. But he just was interested. He was interested even with those that had gone, those that were poor, those that were needy. He was interested in them.
不晓得有没有家人，我们圣经上无可考究，但是我们知道说尼希米不是只有注重在自己的生活，自己的将来，他也想到自己的家乡，那些需要，那些穷苦的人。
And the brother went on to tell him that the remnant was really in a bad shape.
那这个兄弟就回来跟他讲说呢，这个耶路撒冷实在是很糟糕。
The walls was broken down.
城墙被拆毁了。
They were a reproach to all the other nations around them that could easily defeat, easily make raids in and come out. They were really in trouble.
那因为这样呢，这个国家就等于是敞开一个门，让敌人各个地方的敌人都可以进来，要凌辱他们，要攻击他们，就都没有办法敌对。
And Nehemiah in the first chapter in the fourth verse it said that when he heard this, he wept.
如果你愿意打开你的圣经哈，在尼希米记I didn't open the Bible first, okay? 在约伯记诗篇的前面约伯。然后再往前翻，有一个叫尼希米记的第一章，好，他现在提的就是尼希米记，那第一章的第四节，那里提到，我听见这话，就是他城前被拆毁的这样的话，就坐下哭泣悲哀几日，在天上的神面前禁食祷告。
You know, many times we become interested in something, and actually we get touched.
很多时候呢，我们会在某一件事情上面呢很受感动，然后心里面会很怜悯，会很受感动，很同情。
But we really never do anything about it.
但是呢，这种感动过去了，就没有再做什么行动了。
They talk about there's a song that they sing that the fields are all ripe for harvest, but the children are all at the banquet table, no one to go out.And harvest the field.
有一首歌这样说呢，外面的庄稼那些谷物成熟了，可是呢却没有人去做这个收割的工作，所有的孩子的所有的人呢都在留在家里面吃他们的大餐，然后没有人去工作。
Now this man who was busy, no doubt, had his responsibilities. A man that people looked up to did something.
尼希米呢，他是一个人家所尊重的，好，然后呢，他也是有他很重要、很忙的工作在身的这样的一个人。
He did the only thing he knew what to do. He began to pray and fast.
那他能做什么呢？他就把这种沉重的心情放在他的祷告跟禁食里面。
So you could see how much he was touched beyond just the feeling. He put it into action.
我们看到林希米除了心里面的感受那种难过之外，除了情绪的反应之外，他采取行动。
And it tells us here in his prayer, and his prayer has been written.And it tells us here how that he worshiped God, he adored God. He told God that he knew he was powerful.
那首先我们看他的祷告是写在尼希米记的第五节开始哈。他首先呢先赞美称颂天上的神，然后他说你是大而可畏的神。
But not are you only great God, but you keep your covenants.
这样的神呢不是只有那么伟大而已呢，而且神是向我们守诫命守慈。向我们施慈爱的神。
You see, the one thing that Nehemiah never lost was his love for God.
记得尼希米他有一件事情从来没有丢掉，就是他对神的爱没有丢掉。
Yes, he made it in the corporate world. He was right up there on top with them, but he never lost his faith and trust in God.
即使他站在一个高位置上，他是一个很得意的一个情况下面呢，他从来没有忘记。
Some people feel like, well, I can't go up the corporate walk and a ladder if I don't give in, if I don't, you know, do what they do, and they feel like we can't really trust God.
Miss that.
In other words, I feel like I can go up.
Yes.
But I can't take God with me.
OK, 好，有的人呢他觉得说呢我想要就争取想要成功想要站在高位上呢，那在那个时候呢我是不能让神跟我一起去，就是说好像这个时候我就没有办法来像以前这样的敬爱神了。
I heard someone say on the radio the other day, that President Reagan, when he was going through some kind of, getting ready for maybe like these speeches and things, they would prep him, and then they would give him a glass of wine.
那我上次前几天听到一个广播说呢，当有一次雷根总统要讲就是演讲之前，他们给他一杯酒。
And then they said, but we couldn't give that to President Bush.
那他们说呢，雷根这样做，但是呢，这个布希总统我们可不能这样做。
You see, sometimes we think we have to be just like they are to get up there.
所以有时候呢，我们到了一个世界上的一个高位的时候，我们就想说，我们一定要跟别人一样，我们不能把我们的信仰带进去。
Maybe we have some convictions, but I sort of have to leave my convictions outside of my job.
有些人有一些信仰的理念哈，有些信仰的那种里面心里面的理念或观念或者是信念也好哈，但是呢，到了一个你的工作的时候呢，你就把它摆在旁边，你不能拿进去。
And so we see him praying, and you know I notice with the prayers in the Bible, they start out with telling God how great he is, but they're always coming back to remind God, you're the one that keeps covenants, you're the one that promised, you're the one that can do this for us.
这种祷告你可以看到很多这种信仰的先人有这样的祷告，首先呢他们敬拜神，你是大而可畏的神，你是那一位有慈爱的神，但是马上呢他们就会好像提醒神一样，好像也提醒自己说过去是你把我们带出来的，过去是你恩待我们的过去的经验。
He began to tell God how they had sinned and how they had done wrong, and it was right of God what he did, but now he said, if you repent, if we repent, you would help us.
然后尼希米也在那里向神承认他还有他的百姓们在神的面前所得罪他的地方，然后他说呢，如果我们可以悔改的话。
You said you would scatter us, but now, Lord, you also said you would come and help us.
那虽然这个时候好像神在旁边旁观没有去管他们，但是呢，尼希米有这样的祷告，他的这样信心说，你一定会帮助我们的，对不对？
And he said, Lord, please hear me.
请你一定要听我的祷告。
Now, I have a feeling before he began to pray, he didn't realize what God wanted.
我有一个这样的想法哈，就在尼希米为这个事情祷告之前呢，他根本没有想到神会怎么样来答应他，就怎么样来要他工作，他没有想到这样。
But the interest was there. He was touched, and now he was praying.
他被感动了，他的心里面实在是很关心，然后他在祷告的时候。
And we're going to see what happened.
那我们就看看这个祷告来带来什么结果。
So we see then we don't know how long, maybe 3 months or whatever. He came.To the king to serve him.
几个月之后呢，这个尼希米啊，还是在王的面前来服侍他。
But I looked sad.
可是看起来呢，愁容满面。
This thing was on my heart.
因为心里面很沉重，那个忧愁的那个就表现出来了。
I was feeling bad for my countrymen.
他心里面为了他的国家感受非常的忧伤。
And he said, I went to the king looking sad.
圣经里面第二章告诉我们说呢，他到王的面前的时候呢，愁容满面。
I never went to the king before looking sad.
那他说以前从来没有这种情况，就带着忧愁的脸孔来服侍国王。
You went before the king cheerful, happy.
以前他总是带着一个很就非常快乐，一个很光亮的这样的一个神态的来服侍国王。
And the king looked at him, he said, Why are you so sad? I can see you're not sick.
这个时候国王就察觉到了，他说你怎么了？你是不是生病了？
But it's sorrow of heart.
但在心里面真的是很忧伤。
So the king recognized that this man was going through something that was sorrowful in his heart. Maybe he didn't know, maybe a death or whatever it might be, but he knew something was bothering.
这个国王可以体会到说这个尼希米呢跟平常不一样，一定有什么事情干扰他，有什么死伤或怎么样让他很难过。
And he said, King,Why would my heart be sad when the place of my forefathers is broken down and they're under reproach and they're having such a hard time?
这个时候尼希米回答他说，我的祖坟啊，我的祖家，我的祖国那里的所有的原地呢都被拆毁了，都被践踏了，我能够不忧伤吗？
And then the king looked at him and said, well, what do you want?
马上国王就回答说，那你要什么？你需要什么？需要什么帮助？
And Nehemiah shot up a quick prayer to God.
那这个时候尼希米一听到这个人马上呢就跟神有沟通了，有交通了。
And it went on to say, he said, because I prayed to God. You know, it's very good to be in good relationship with God, isn't it?
你知道跟神有很好的关系是很好的。
Immediately his heart went up to God because this was the king.
这个马上呢国王因为说我可以做什么呢，他马上就跟神这当中呢有一种祷告默祷。
The king could have said, listen, you come to me here sad about something foolish like this. Let me know I don't need you anymore. I'm putting you down and somewhere else.
有时候一个国王如果是一个很严厉的国王，看到这个酒政官这种情况，他可以说你这么的不乐意不是我，我看你就辞掉好了，把你辞掉好，我可以用别人。但是王没有这样子。
He was actually laying his own life work on the line.
那这个时候呢，就在这个时候呢，You mean who? King or the
Nehemiah?
OK， 那个尼希米呢，他现在所能表达的，就他很忧愁的生命，就在这个王的面前，就触动了这个国王的心。
He said, King, would you allow me to leave for a time and go back to Judea, go back to Jerusalem and help build the wall?
然后他愿意把他的工作上事情，好像给王做一个很就是很大的一个很怎么讲很冒险的一个祈求哈，他说呢，可不可以容许我然后请假然后回去来重建我们的家园。
Now here was a man that yes he was interested he was touched but he went to God and he prayed long enough that God led him and now we seeHe again is putting his job on the line because he's leaving for 52 days and maybe the king wants to put somebody else in his place.
我们看到尼希米这个人呢，首先他听到这个不好的消息，他心里面很感动，很忧伤，很受，好，就是受到这种震撼。之后呢，他祷告，祷告之后呢，他在这里呢，因为国王对他的这种说话呢，使他冒这种失去他的工作的危险，愿意回去。来行动。
You see, he was willing to get involved.
所以他现在呢是愿意来参与这样的事情。
You mean he was going back and preaching to them?
难道他是要回去讲道吗？
No, Ezra was a scribe. He was the one back there helping them speak.
不是的，那时候已经有以斯拉在那里教导这个以色列人这个圣卷的事情呢，不需要尼希米。
He was going back to help build.
他要回去做什么？重建家园。
He was going back to help supervise them. 他要回去 get this thing done.
来好好的监督，让这个事情可以完事。
He was going back to motivate them.
他要回去来传递这个负担，让大家有这种里面的这种动力，眺望他们得到里面的负担。
He was getting himself involved. He was going to spend time there. He didn't know how long it would take to build that.
他也不晓得用多久才可以重建这个城墙，但是他知道说他要放下一些时间来做这个事情。
So we see that he, in a capacity that was not a spiritual capacity.
所以他回去做的不是看起来不是属灵的事情，不是那
种讲道啦，
但是却是神所带领的一个事情。
Needing a man to fill the job.
神在找也需要一个人来啊，在这个岗位上面来做这个工作。
Gave of himself.
尼西米把自己摆上了。
You know, a lot of people look on the sidelines and they admire people who give.Of themselves.
很多时候我们看着一些摆上的人，我们很敬佩他们。
We were in a funeral yesterday, and a lady from Chicago, very nice woman, loved the Lord, spent a lot of time saying how wonderful it is that people who will give of themselves to the Lord. She said, "There's just not many."
昨天啊，跟牧师去参加一个葬礼，主持一个葬礼的时候呢，就碰到一个从芝加哥来的姊妹，她就跟我谈到说呢，看到一些人愿意摆上服侍神，真是好，可是呢不多。
Now we see that he went back as he went on. Then he was very bold.
尼希米带着一个很勇敢的心就回去了。
He was a businessman. He didn't get where he was by not knowing what to do.
那他是一个搞事业的人，他可以做事的人，他办事的人啊，所以他当然知道他该怎么做，那个步骤他知道。
And he said, King, could you give us a letter that I can go through all these nations without getting any trouble? And by the way, King, can you give me the letter for the one that takes care of the forest so I can get enough wood to build this thing?
尼希米就大胆的跟国王求了哈，说首先你给我这种通行证哈，不管我从哪里经过呢，都有你的命令，我可以没有啊阻挡的，可以回到家。然后呢，我需要一些材料，木头也好，建造城墙材料，我需要一些材料。
He was using his abilities to do God's work.
这个时候，他就好好的发挥他的才干，要来做完这件神所托付的事。
He was using his position to do God's work.
他用利用他的这个位置地位呢，要来完成神的工作。
Now he wasn't a preacher, he wasn't a teacher, he wasn't one in the choir. He was going back for labor work to see that things got done in God's for God's people.
他不是一个牧师、讲员，或者是一个老师，或者是在诗班里面有这样的啊，就是这样服侍的人。他是一个有平常的工作，但他要用他的才能要回去完成神的托付的人。
He actually used his own money.
他用他自己的钱。
You see, they made him governor. He was after the 52 days he built the wall. He went back and he was sent back and he was to be the governor of this group of people.
那我们知道，当他回去重建城墙之后呢，他后来就被啊，就是被立定为他们的一个管理的监督的人。
Now those noblemen that went back and those that had land, they really extracted a lot from the people, put them under terrible pressures.
那这些。首先回去的那些比较有势力的、有钱的那些人呢？这些人看着尼希米回来的时候，反而给他压力。
He said, "I'm the governor, and I don't charge anything for my food. I don't use any of the government money to take care of me and the people I take care of."
你明白吗 ？OK 哈。然后呢，他呢用自己的钱，用自己的花费。他呢虽然他本身呢是一个啊在上面的人，但他用自己的钱来啊处理这样的事情。
Now let me tell you how many people he fed. Every day he fed 150 and any others that would come and needed shelter. It was one of those very nice shelters, you see. And they could come and eat at his table.
所以你知道这个尼希米回去做这个事情，他没有得到什么任何的报酬啊，他反而自己用自己的钱，然后呢来为这些不管工人也好，或者是哈就供他们吃供。
Let me tell you what he prepared today.
那他准备什么呢?
He killed one ox, 6 sheep, and he went all the fowls that were provided for me once in 10 days, stored all sorts of wine, all these things. I was the one who paid for a lot of that, except for what is due.For me.
如果你注意看的话，你可以在第五章看到哈，他杀很多的牛羊，然后喂多少人哈，在那里呢，他帮助贫困的人。
So you see, he wasn't He wasn't talking about finances. That wasn't the main thing. Do you know in the Word of God, it tells us the elders, they're not after filthy lucre. They're not after the things of this world. They're after the things of God, even as laymen.
这个事情呢，事实上，尼希米回去做这个重建城墙这个事情呢，他不是在做人的事情，他是在做神的事情。
He got back and he had to sell this to the people. He had to tell them, "We've got to get this built."
那这样的开始呢，他需要回去首先做说服的工作，做传递负担的工作。
So his motivation was there. He was telling them, "We need to do this for God. We need to protect God's people. We need to see this get done." And so he began to motivate them to get ready to do it.
他第一个步骤就是眺望这些四周围的他这些百姓的这种心愿、心意，愿意一起来工作，因为这是神的工作，我们必须。 需要帮助我们的国家，我们需要保护我们的人民，我们需要完成这个城墙的重建。
He had enemies.
那他可是有敌人的。They
were trying to stop him from building.
那这些敌人要阻止他来重建城墙。
He stood up to every one of them.
那每一个他都需要就是正面的来面对他们。
He didn't pay any attention to them.
他没有让这些人来阻止他。
He was going to see that God's work got done.
因为他要让神的工作可以顺利的完成。
He was willing to stand up for his people against these.
他愿意为了自己的百姓，为了国家呢，来站出来面对这些敌人。
And in 52 days, the wall was built.
52天之间，这个城墙重建了。
You see, it was a man who was willing to confront whether enemies or even his own people at sometimes. He had to look them straight in the eye and confront them and tell them, "This is wrong what you're doing."
这样的一个人要完成这样的工作，他需要面对外面的敌人里面的攻击，所以呢，他愿意站出来，真的很勇敢的来，就是面对这些人，然后让他可以完成这个工作。
And so, God found a man.
神找到这个人了。It's
not much different in this day.
跟我们今天大家在工作的人一样。I
know for many of us, we don't understand that the church is very dear to Jesus.
今天我不晓得多少人有了解到教会对主耶稣是很宝贝的。
Now I know it's the church of our Lord Jesus Christ, the living body of Christ. But our churches is what feeds in and we are the living body of Christ.
当然大家都知道这种教会讲的这一群人呢，这群同心，然后在一起的这一群人呢，我们都知道我们在一起很亲爱。但是我在讲的这个教会呢，包括这个教会里面的所有的体制，在帮助我们在 在组织我们，在带领我们这个体制。
And God is looking for men and women today, just like He was in Nehemiah's time.
这个时候，神也就在像那个时候寻找像耶利尼希米这样的一个人一样，也在找他要用的人。
There's still walls that's broken down. There's still things that needs to be done. There are decisions that have to be made. There, the Church of Jesus Christ goes forward, as you see here, not only with people, but with everything that's involved with it. Our buildings, our associations, all of these things is what God is using to bring His kingdom around.
教会除了人跟人的关系之外，还有需要修补的，还有需要做决策的，还有些事情没有去完成的，这一些都要有人来做。
Now, my first church that I had was a very, very small church.
我的第一个教会是很小的教会。
I led the service and I also played the piano.
我必须要领会，还要去弹琴。
I would go from the pulpit to the piano and back to the pulpit.
所以我需要从这个讲台跑到琴的前面，又跑回来这个讲台。
I only had a few members and most of them were ladies, older ladies. And so I had to build the fire every Saturday night.
那我的教会里面的成员大部分都是比较年纪比较大的一些姊妹，所以呢，我必须要去把那个火起起来，礼拜六就要去起火。And
if the church got cleaned, I had to clean it.
如果没有人扫教会呢，我也要去把这个教会扫干净。But
you know, as time went on and some people came in, there came a lady named Mrs. Johnson.
之后呢，慢慢的人就越来越多。后来有一个叫做一个姐妹，江城这个姐妹就来了。
And she saw what I was doing.
她就看到我在做这些事情。And
she said, "Sister Swartz, I will clean the church. I will make the fire."
她就说呢，这样好了，现在从现在开始呢，我来做清洁工作，我来起这个火。God
looked for a woman, and there she was.
神找到了啊，神要找一个人，结果他找到了这个姊妹。
See, God uses us in every way He can.
神在各个方面用我们的能力。
When we were building the school in Cayman, I did pretty good supervising the men as long as we were just putting up the walls. But when we got to the roof is when I really said, Oh God, help me. I have no idea what they're to do with that.
我们在建学校的时候呢，从地基到把它啊这个都建起来的时候，城墙都建起来的时候呢，都还好。但是到了要屋顶的时候，我就有难处了，我就跟神说，我不会了。
And there was one of the ladies that had been coming for years, but her husband was not a Christian.
那有一个姊妹在教会里面啊、好几年，但是她先生还没有信主。
And that summer he got saved.
就在那个夏天呢，她的先生得救了。
And he came to me. He was a carpenter. He was a builder. And he came to me. He said, "Sister Schwartz, I've given enough of my life to Satan. Now I want to give it the rest of it to the Lord. I'll finish the school."
他刚好就是一个木匠。他说呢，过去呢，我就是一直在帮这个魔鬼撒旦，就是现在呢，我要把我的生命交给神了，我要为神来做了。
At that period,
所以他愿意建那个啊，就是帮他做这个屋顶。
At that period, he was better than 100 preachers.
我告诉你哈，一个这样的木匠，专业的木匠，好过100个讲员。
Because he stepped in to do God's work.
因为他呢，真的是采取行动来做了啊神的工作。
You see, my friends, God has a job for each one of us.
神在每一个人的身上都交托给你一个岗位。
Some of you are good administrators.
有的人呢，在行政上很在行。
God said, "I'll give the good gift of administration."
然后呢，上帝也把这个恩赐给这些啊，可能做行政的人。
Some of you can really work well with your hands.
有的人呢，他你的手很巧，可以用手来做事情。
God gives us the gift of helps.
然后神也给我们帮助的恩赐。
And God can give us gifts to work on the deacon's board.
神也给我们在这个啊执事会里面担任这个职位的恩赐。
When all of us are constantly shirking our duties.
那大家呢尽其所能的完成责任。
The work of God is hurt.
神的
is hurt.
我们呢如果大家都啊都是这样忽略的话，那神的工作就会被单言了，就会啊被伤害了。
I believe many of you are interested in our work here.
我相信你对
I can see it, I can sense it, and I love it.
我可以感觉到我们在教会里面对教会里面的服事呢，大家有那种意愿。
And some of you have been really touched and willing to do.
也有很多人心里面有感动，而且呢愿意做。
But there's those that have really become involved.
但是除了这种感动之外，采取行动去参与。
You see, Nehemiah became involved.
尼希米自己就
He was giving of himself and what he had and what he was to God.
把他有的把他自己呢都摆到这个工作上去了。
You don't know how thrilled I am at the choir.
你知道吗？我对诗班啊是很感动的。
When they first began, God bless them.
刚开始唱的时候呢，我实在是为他们祷告，就是意思说唱的实在是不怎么样。
They could hardly stay on tune.
有时候连那个调都会走调。
But I see how those have decided I'm going to get involved.
但是你看到这些诗班的啊弟兄姐妹呢，他们就立定心智，我就是要
唱。Faithfully getting involved, and God is using them.
很忠实的。持续的，然后在这个岗位上面，那神就用他们了。
Yesterday they went to sing for a Messianic Jewish temple.
昨天我们去啊诗班的去这个犹太人的这个殿堂。
And they've been other places before.
那我们也去别的地方献诗。
You see, God uses and helps us to touch when we get involved.
当你愿意参与摆进去的时候，神就用你，上帝会用你去完成他的事。
And getting involved is costly.
参与的时候你必须要付出代价。
Now, not everybody can do everything, or everybody may not be able to do something right, but all of us can become to the place where we go before God sincerely and tell Him, I want to be involved.
我不是说每一个人什么事都要管，什么都要参与，好像你什么都会，不一定我们都会做那些事情。但是呢，我的意思说呢，很诚恳的到神的面前说，神啊，我愿意摆进去。
You see, when you get to heaven, your CDs and all of your stock and all of your bank account is left behind.
记得当你面对神到天上去的时候呢，那一些你所积存的、所在努力的那些呢，不管是你的存款或那些你的啊拥有的呢，那些可能就会啊就留下来了。
Whatever we treasure in heaven is going to be what we have sent up.
而你所存在天上的，就要留到永远。
He said, if you give someone a cup of cold water in my name, you will receive a reward for that.
耶稣这样说过，如果你为了我的名只给一杯冷的开水，为了我的名的缘故，你愿意分享一杯冷的开水，这样的赏赐是大的。
If you help a prophet, a preacher, whatever, you will get their reward. You will get a reward for what you do for God.
当你扶持神的仆人的时候，你跟神的仆人是一起领那个奖赏的。
He keeps a good account.
神他是很会记的哈，他是很记性，他会帮你记得很好的。
I'm thrilled at those that desire to work with the Sunday school and those with the youth, and my heart is thrilled when I see God working through them. But my friends, we must become a part and involved in God's work as we can.
我为这些不管是在就是教育方面、主日学或各方面服事的同工弟兄姐妹们，是在心里面很感动、很感谢他们。但是呢，请每一个人很诚恳的把自己参与进去、摆进去。
This morning I left my notes at home.
今天早上我把我的这个就是要讲的这个笔记呢没有带来，就放在家里面。
I left my Sunday school notes and I left my sermon at home.
包括主日学的我的笔记还有我要讲到的笔记都留在家里面没有带来。
I was stricken.
首先我心里面就很慌了。
I do need some of those little words I feel that I have down there because I'm...
那我已经习惯就是一定要看着我的这个纲要。
And I'm sitting there and I'm trying to think, you know.
我就坐在那里就在想。
And suddenly God came to my heart.
神就对我的心说话。
And I wrote down this message.
我就写下了一个跟家里不一样的这样的一个信息。
This was not my message.
这个不是我要讲的信息。
But God changed it.
但是神他改变
他。He had to make me leave mine home and depend on him.
他把就是说容许我忘记了，然后呢完全依靠他来讲这个信息。
My friend, if you want joy,
如果你要喜乐的话
Get involved.
好好的参与进去。
This lady I was talking to yesterday was telling me about a man who's actually, I think he's still working, an engineer under one of the courthouses, or not courthouses, one of the government areas. And she said he's also a preacher. But God has really blessed his life because he's giving, he's gotten involved.
昨天这个姊妹跟我提到，就是说有一个a young man, he's her friend,
a preacher.
Okay, 一个牧师哈，一个传道人呢，他本身呢他在做政府的工作，他的公正单位工作，然后他本身呢就投入了奉献给神的工作，然后他实在是受神的祝福。
The first thing she really told me when she was talking, she said, you know.We don't have enough preachers for our church.
首先他就跟我说呢，我们教会呢，缺少就是传道人，缺少讲员。
I've heard this all over.
那这种心声呢，到处都可以听到。
Because we must become committed people to God.
我们一定要把自己委身交托给神。
And he will, you'll find out in doing for the Lord, joy will come.
你想要喜乐吗？如果你为神做的，里面一定有喜乐。
So this morning, this is not Schwartz's message.
今天早上这个讲的不是我讲的。
Truly is from God.
实在是完全是神给我们的。
So if you have any arguments with me, talk to him.
如果你想跟我争论的话，有争议的话，跟神去争议。
时候，然后给他